guys. Welcome back to Be Unemployable. It's me, Maggie, and I am here with Molly Pruitt. So she is a licensed professional counselor in Georgia and a solopreneur business consultant. I don't know how to read. Sorry, guys. She's diagnosed as neurodiverse in her 40s. She has ADHD, GAD, which you're going to have to tell me about, body dysmorphia, PTSD, SPD, auditory processing disorder, and she's committed to serving all willing spirits ready to positively impact their lives and businesses. Molly, what is GAD?
Generalized anxiety disorder.
Oh, me too. I have that.
I'm pretty sure it goes along with. I think
it's just, I was like, me too.
One and one. Yeah.
I was like, I have that too. Me too. So tell me everything about you.
Yeah. So I grew up in the great state of Texas, and I was a TCU Horn Frog. Go Frogs. So we played again. We were in a football championship that some people may know about this last year, and we got a little slaughtered, but it was good. It's good. Just good to make it to that level. Right. Or something like
right.
that.
Right. In theory.
Yes, exactly. So I grew up in Texas, started in a corporate position, was promoted to a job in Memphis. I was there 5 years, then came to Atlanta, Georgia for another promotion. So not knowing any of that time that I was a neurodiverse person, just thought I was misunderstood and crazy and mess express was definitely a way I would describe myself most days. But that was actually rewarded in corporate America because I was hyper anxious about messing up. So it helped keep me gainfully employed. So, and people.
Same. Oh, same.
People pleasing behavior too. I don't know, for the win. So definitely a big fan with the customers, right? So really well. And I've actually always loved customers. That's always been the best part of working in a corporate situation. So, but my mom was diagnosed with cancer in my late 20s. She had been really well my whole life. And she ended up getting a rare form of cancer and passed away right before my 30th birthday. And I just had an existential situation where I was like, I really want to be sad to retire. She was a school teacher. She loved it. She loved seventh grade kids because they were in a pivotal change in their lives. And I was like,
yeah,
we're crazy, right? So also undiagnosed mama. So I just really reevaluated myself. I said, I got introduced to psychology in college and I really wanted to pursue it. So I started looking for a master's degree in psychology and it ended up being counseling. I was like, I don't even know what counselors are. I didn't grow up around counselors. It was a suck it up buttercup mentality in my family. So I didn't even know what a counselor was. I'm just going for the learning. So didn't know that was also a cue. So I did that. And then when it came time to become a counselor to do my practicum, I actually took a package to leave my company because they were offering voluntary packages to downsize. And they weren't expecting me to go, but I was like, I'm going to go jump off a cliff now and become a counselor. And that's exactly what I did. So that's in 2009. That was in 2008 and 2009. And now I opened a private practice in 2012 in Georgia, April 2012. And I've been seeing clients under that vein, as well as doing business consulting more.
That's awesome.
To face and some virtual. So yeah, that's me.
So I know that you have created a little bit of your own method here. So let's talk about it. Tell me everything.
Absolutely. So I did not even know about this whole virtual business coaching world either. Even as a licensed professional counselor, I knew about coaches, but I always thought it was for other people or those people or some other people, I don't know, or C-suite people only. So did I know there's a whole new world if you let yourself, you know, just venture out there. So, and my brain loved to do that. So I was working with a coach and she said something profound. She said, you actually have a method for how you help clients. And I was like, what? Never thought of it that way. And then all of a sudden I literally got no better way to say it, but just like a download.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the AIM method. And so it's awareness, insight, and momentum. So basically every client that's coming in to see me, whether it's for counseling or business coaching, consulting of any kind, there's either some awareness building that's missing, there's some insight as to why that's missing, or there's some momentum that they're struggling with to like just keep going or get started or something in between. So really I was able to say, like, when I put those three pieces of the puzzle together for clients, like freaking lightning strikes, brain mind blows, and freaking walls break and breakthroughs happen. And it's just awesome to watch. So that's how the AIM method was born.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Because I think this is just my two cents, but as neurodiverse people, we find our own methods and our own methodology to just make the world make sense.
Yep.
And when we work with clients, we implement our own methodology and we don't realize it. So having that outside set of eyes to say, yep, hey, no, you've created something here.
Never even thought of it that way.
Right. Is like amazing.
A question, or like, you have a method for how you treat people. I don't even know. Her name's, shout out to Ryan Dowdy. So just like,
oh my God, I love Ryan.
Yes. Everybody loves Ryan. I love Ryan.
Everybody loves Ryan.
From Ryan, she said, nobody buys from those ads. I said, I bought into you from those ads because I wanted some sales teaching. And she sold me. I sprung for Ryan right away. So hashtag all the love.
I have known Ryan since I've known Ryan for quite some time. I met her through one of my first forays into that online world. She was the sales coach in the program.
No way. Then we were in the same world then and just didn't know it because I was part of the sales.
You were in UE and all of that?
Yes. That's so funny.
How small is the world?
It's super small. And Ryan has a way with us. We love her energy. There's something about
yes. She's great. She's fantastic.
Yep. Fantastic.
And I love, okay, let's talk about how small the internet world is for a second. So if you're listening to this podcast, you know how small and tiny this internet world is. Because Molly and I met through Facebook, essentially.
Yep.
And I reached out to her and said, I feel like we need to be friends because we have all the same friends. And that explains why.
That does. That makes sense. Cause I thought it was through, and I called Jamie Lee. Cause I was like, I don't know.
Who
met her through Jesse Romero's group.
And that's how I met Jamie.
Okay. Well, there you go. Jesse Romero
became a client of mine, and Jesse is lined up to speak. I have to get with her and find her time at our summit that we're having.
Yay.
So that's how small the internet world is.
And Jamie is your best hype woman because she would always like, you got to work with Maggie. You got to work with Maggie. So I was like, I don't know who he is, but she's amazing. You know,
and it's
a client who loves her like that is like,
yeah,
a lot. So,
yeah. And she's on, she was featured on my TED Talk and I was featured on her TED Talk.
Yeah.
So
I work with them and I'm so grateful that y'all put that out into the world. I'm just, it's such beacons, honestly. Honestly.
It's a, thank you. It's amazing. Now,
about the summit, I think I told Jamie this. I don't know if I told you this. Maybe I did. I think I did. But anyway, I did not apply because all of a sudden when I had to fill out the form, I was like, I have no value. I have nothing to offer.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's
and there's something else that we all struggle with.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm blank. I don't know how to say, I don't know. So
that's so not true. That's so not true. But that's something that everybody struggles with. Like not just you, but I have pulled up applications for things and thought I have nothing to offer when I'm a TEDx speaker. Right. I run multiple businesses. I help not only myself, but clients make so much money.
Right.
And then I go, I have nothing to offer.
Nothing. Yeah.
No one wants to hear from me.
Pluralistic ignorance.
No.
So I love this term. This helped free me up probably about 3 or 4 years ago. But basically it's that you don't realize that other people are going through like your scariest parts that you're dealing with inside that you don't talk to anybody about. So pluralistic ignorance means that you're not aware that other people would even be struggling with the same thing you are. That's why you don't talk about it. So you don't think to get help for it or to share it, because there are parts of us a lot of times that we, even as blurty outy as we are, there's still those parts where we don't share them because we think no one else is going through it. So that really freed me a lot. I was like, oh my gosh. And then once I started getting into the neurodifferent worlds and the ADHD tribes, I was like, oh my gosh, like this feels so comforting and sad, but comforting that other people are going through these. I have no value. I never thought anybody would think that. Never. It never crossed my mind that anyone else in the world would think that. So I would never say anybody.
And here we go. I love that so much, because it's so true that we hide those parts of ourselves.
Yeah.
Because it's shameful to think that, right?
Absolutely.
And then when we finally do share it, everyone is like, no, me too.
I know. And you're like, no way. And then we have like a collective like pain release, because like we don't realize that other people are walking around with this thing, and you just know how bad it feels inside for you, and you're so glad that you're not suffering anymore either. It's just like, it's such an awesome, like you just saying that, like it's just like, how would you, and then you're like, how would you, and it's just like the more we're in these supportive communities to just have these rando conversations like we are right now, none of this is scripted, we're just vibing. So
yeah. And it's just a conversation. And honestly, this is the first time Molly and I have met face to face. So how amazing is this kind of a conversation coming out of just, this is what happens when you find someone who has a brain that makes sense to you.
Yes.
This is why those communities are so important, and why talking with and meeting with people who make sense to you is so important.
It is. You're right.
It's wild.
You're right. And don't give up. I haven't found them yet. Yeah. I promise you, I was in my early 40s. I'm 47 now. I'll be 48 this year. I was like 42, 43, 44. And I was scared of internet people. I was like, I don't know.
Right.
I'm like not safe. And now I'm just like, I love you.
So. Right. It's like, you're my people out here. Yeah. And it's, and I don't think I've ever told the story, and I will one day, but like I shut down my internet presence when I was younger, because the internet people were my people, but I got approached. Maybe I did tell it, but I got approached in person back when the internet was new, and like literally 2003. It was 2003. And someone was like, hey, I saw you'd be here, because I was so live. Like I was so living on the internet.
Yeah.
And it was before we knew people were like, and I was pregnant. So it was before we knew people were like cutting babies out of people.
Right. Didn't know that was a thing. Never.
But I was still so freaked out. I shut down everything.
I would have been protective of you, which I would have no right to be, but I would be like, don't leave Maggie alone.
But like, and that my close friends stayed with me. Like they're still my Facebook friends. Wow. I've met them in person. Like they've stayed with me, but I shut down everything.
Good to remember. 'Cause
I was like, the internet is scary. And then as my kids are now 19 and 21, I'm like, never mind, the internet's fine, it's just me, I'll be fine, because you know, I have that invincibility feeling that I did not earn and it is not real. But I'm out here like, I'm fine, everything's fine. But
I'm so glad you brought up. I think it's so, I worked in adolescent health and youth development. So it's like 10 to 14 year olds, and helping them with some prevention and healthy relationships and pregnancy prevention and all this different stuff, sense of community. But so much of it is like, you can be empowered once you know the risks. So you can empower yourself to take the appropriate precautions, but also live your life and not try to be scared of living. So
yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a really big deal. Mm-hmm. So I know we talked a little bit about the AIM method, but tell me about the overall integrated wealth idea that you teach and that you work with clients.
Thank you. It's so interesting to me. I was like, what is the AIM method? Like I would get into these groups, like, what is it actually doing? You know, And really at its core, so much of it is like a grounding technique. I realize that's really helpful for neurodiverse and really all kinds of different people, really whoever's called to see that it might work for them. But definitely trying to get your center. I always imagine like a person who was like a person who would gently turn your shoulders in the correct direction, if you will, not shove or push you around, but be like, okay, just angle yourself just a little bit over here, you know, whichever direction. So that's what the AIM method helps people do. Get your bearings, get your wits. And I also expounded it into like four areas of life. So physical, financial, relational, and spiritual. Those are have been really important in all the different clients I've worked with and including my own life. So I've also been a big fan of the integrated health model. And so integrated health, functional medicine, basically your audience probably knows is you're looking at the whole person. You're trying to figure out the issue versus just the symptoms. And so integrated is by definition, and I think we're kind of wordsmith people, but it's composed and coordinated to form a whole. So really like that integrated instead of that segmented approach we can have, siloed approach we can have in business, but also parts of our personalities. We can try to just be a masking, like removing the mask and really integrating into a whole. And then for wealth, really breaking down the chains of wealth. And they'll talk about the number changes. It used to be 75,000, maybe 200,000, maybe a million, maybe 10 million. There's a certain level you can get to dollars wise that there's like diminishing returns with your happiness and how good you feel inside. So one of the universality things that brings us together is feeling triumphant and a state of success and flourishing and thriving and expansion. And those are definitions of wealth. And so really expanding the definition outside of money and looking to really embrace what wealth really is. And we can all have that today in one of those four areas of our life and then build from there to have the best life that we want to live. So integrated wealth is what that terminology means to me.
And I love that.
Greater is to make it go faster. So we can get them to be heading in the right direction. So that's what Integrated Wealth Accelerator is.
I love it. I love it because so many people, when they hear wealth, they really do just think money. And it's like, that's how you get stuck on a hamster wheel and so miserable.
Right. Exactly.
It has so little to do with money.
Right. And you'll hear like health is wealth. And I'm like, yeah, that's one of them. But also what about relational wealth? What if we start talking about relationships from a wealth, like from triumph and success?
Yes.
And like that feels so umami, ikigai, fabulous. I love those bliss points and chef's kiss parts. Like really feeling connected to your source, whatever that is. However you are in the world, like really feeling like the vibe and aligned, like, ooh, that feels all kinds of squishy. I mean,
so good.
Yeah. So that's, you know, and then financially, if you're making a lot of money or not as much, or you, whatever, you know, the statistics show that even people who are considered below the poverty line actually donate a greater percentage of their money than wealthy people, rich people. So it's really fascinating. You can, so it doesn't mean a certain dollar amount before you can feel wealthy in your finances.
And truly, like when it comes to wealth, like when I think of wealth, I think of having the space, like right now I'm recovering from surgery, having the space to recover. Like that's wealth.
That feels amazing to me.
It's so amazing to be able to, like right now I'm recording a podcast and I had a meeting earlier, but it was my choice to have that meeting. Like my client checked in with me and was like, do you want to meet? I have no problem. That's wealth. You checked in and you were like, do you want to do a call? Like we can move it.
Yep.
That's wealth.
Oh,
having the space to be like, do you want to do this or not? Like, and then me being like, do I feel like doing this or do I just want to lay in bed and relax? That's wealth.
Yes.
Not having to go into an office and do office things. I mean, don't get me wrong, I worked in corporate for 15 years. I'm not Jerry Seinfeld, who never had a job, an office job. Like, I understand it. But that's wealth, is having that space to heal with no burden over me.
No burden, space with no burden. I'm writing that down. Is that okay?
Yeah, write it down. Space, but that's wealth.
That's what I'm talking about. And if you think about it, if you think about your health, like, you're doing this space with no burden. So if there is a modification, or if there is a supplement or a protocol that needs to be experimented with to help you for the long haul, you can give yourself that space without the burden of other things to allow you to get to that point. And that feels wealthy inside. That is a flourishing, thriving, expansive place. And your body is proven to heal faster when it gets to be in that state. We've got that parasympathetic nervous system going in the right direction. So all of that is so amazeballs. So, and you think about financially, you've got that covered because of the hard work you've done. And then also aligning with your soul's purpose, or however you
talk
about that. You know, it's just, you're aligned also. It's not a competition of, am I gonna be in alignment and also flourish inside, or am I going to be miserable, but, you know, have all the conditions of the external. So you're living your best life. I couldn't ask for a better, you know, day than to see people when they're flourishing and feeling really wealthy inside.
It's awesome to see a program. Do you call it a program? Is that what you have?
Yes, a program. Right now it's called the Academy.
Okay.
So my idea is sort of like a teaching and learning kind of environment, immersive learning. You know, but like I said, words are like whatever sounds good to you.
Okay, cool. So
people, but
I love that you have like an experience for people.
Experience.
That they're able to learn.
Yeah.
What we experience, like what I experience.
Yep.
Because that's what I live and what I teach people. So having you with your experience being, you know, being, why can't I find words, being a counselor and working with businesses and doing all of these things and having these expertise, it's so important that you're doing this work.
Thank you so much. I'm also a brain health coaching credentialed person through the Amen Clinics.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yes. And so that's part of the integrated wealth. The health part is very structured with the brain health assessment. I'm also really into ADDitude, Attitude Mag. Like, I want to give you the resources that actually move the needle in your life. So, and I'm just a fun bag of all kinds of strange knowledge from 25 years of all these different diverse areas of life that I've been in. So, but yes, it's the real, I'm the real deal, Lucille. All on the table for you. I'll lay it all on the line for you. And I'm a crash test dummy. So I practice what I preach.
That's the best way to do it. Honestly, like anything that I teach, I've tried it. Yes. And if it didn't work for me, I flat out tell people, like, I tried it, didn't work for me.
Right.
So I don't recommend it. If you want to give it a go, maybe it works for your brain, but it didn't work for mine. So people can find you at selfcare-matters.com and they can find you at aim-method.com, right?
That's right.
All right. Anywhere else? Well, Facebook. And that's Molly with an I, Ashmore Pruitt, right?
That's right. That's
me. Anything else?
Those are the main places to find me. I've got some goofy TikToks, but it's not really up too much. I'm going to start promoting a YouTube page, but right now I'm just sort of Facebook adjacent more than anything. So it's probably the best place to reach me.
All right. Awesome. So I am going to put all the links to find Molly in the show notes. So that way you're not like, let me write that down. Don't worry about it, dude. I've got you. Like, you don't have to,
healthy hug you just do there to in that way. You're like, don't worry, you can come find it. That's
like,
so funny.
I've got you. Don't try and rewind it. And oh my gosh, how horrible is that? So we'll get you. She has some pretty amazing downloads available for you. We're going to get them all in the show notes. We're not going to make it go anything crazy. And then that's that. How awesome. Amazing has it been having Molly on? Pretty amazing. Yay. Thanks for being on.
Thank you so much.
No problem. I mean, you know, I was going to be here either way. So I'm super psyched you were here.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.